Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Six capitals during Ukraine conflict, midwinter. We go to Kyiv. It's a simple headline out of Kyiv every day. Give us the tools and we will win. Give us weapons and we will win. Give us money and we will win. The bombardment by missiles, by rockets, by bombs continues against the infrastructure. The Donbass front line is stalemated. There was the complaint this week that Bakhmut, the battle for a village that doesn't seem strategically significant, is a meat grinder that's wearing down Ukraine's forces. There's also talk generally about an offensive by the Russians in these next weeks that Kyiv is preparing for. But chiefly, it's about give us the tools. What is Kyiv's point of view other than that, or is that everything, Professor? Thank you.
Well, I think that we have to remember how extraordinarily determined the Ukrainians have turned out to be. And our own experts, some of the people I've talked to, retired U.S. military and others, are impressed by how well they are doing. But having and how professionally they deal with, for instance, intelligence, with the introduction of new weapon systems and so forth. But there's no question that if we had American troops fighting there, or if Ukraine were our country, we would absolutely insist on having the sorts of things that they're asking for and that we have been refusing to supply. But I think that's going to change. The idea that they're limited by lack of weapons is correct. But, of course, that was also true for Britain, and it was true for the Soviet Union in World War II. Essentially, Kyiv has to be able to hit, they have to be able to hit Crimea, and they have to be able to hit the eastern side of Donbass. Right now, the Russians are able to fire artillery, which can hit the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians are unable to employ counter-battery fire against them. What the Ukrainians are envisioning, and I think this is really what the argument this week is about, and it's why there's so much seriousness, according to a top retired U.S. general, they want an armored division, that is to say a collection of tanks and a unit that's usually 10 to 15,000 troops. And it's got to be trained and prepared to serve as what they call a breakthrough formation. That is, when Ukraine launches its win the war offensive, or whatever it's going to be, they need to be able to cut through very strong Russian defenses, and that would typically be done by real tanks, real rockets, and it would be prepared by long-range artillery and long-range missile fire, and by air support. And right now, those are the three things that they are missing. I think that they're going to get them, or they're going to get some of them, but right now, that is something about which the allies, their so-called or their putative allies, are quarreling. Having said that, I would conclude that I think that Crimea is where it's going to be decided.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, commenting on Kyiv, just a twist here. Because the public is not actually engaged in making decisions, just observing how our leadership is making those decisions, a leadership in here, in NATO, in the EU, across the world, do you detect that the public is losing interest? Do you detect that the public, especially the American public, is concerned, or not enough facts to have an opinion? How do you measure, Professor?
Well, I think that's a very important thing to bear in mind. First of all, our own government is not informing the American people at all about what we're doing or what we're thinking, what we're planning or what the stakes are. And polling indicates that perhaps half of the American people are opposed to helping Ukraine, and they're opposed to the American military role there. And of course, it is completely irregular as far as congressional authorization or anything like that, because I think Mr. Biden assumed that Ukraine was going to collapse within 2 days and we'd fly Zelensky to Geneva or something. And then we would punish the Russians for a while with these vaunted embargoes and sanctions we talked about, which have no effect whatsoever. So I would say that one of the very, very weak points for the Ukrainian side is that American support is not manifest. And it's the whole issue is something you can go days and it's scarcely mentioned in the newspaper. It's as if it's a kind of a field trip, you know, to find out there's a war going on in Ukraine. Whereas if you go to Poland or somewhere, my God, or Estonia, those people know that they're fighting for their own lives and their own futures, and they're willing to do a lot. But no one in America has, or very few people have, a sense of the real urgency or the incredible geopolitical importance of this war.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on 5-6 capitals from Ukraine conflict. We're headed to the double capital of Brussels, both the EU and NATO. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.